You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am your host, Tracy Ross. On the phone, I've got Grand Rivers Badgett Playhouse Director Bill Minahan. Bill, thanks for taking time to be with us on Sounds Good today.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking time for me.
Well, tell us, first of all, what's going on with your Variety Music Memories and More show? I see there's a special night tomorrow night at the Playhouse.
Yeah, we add shows occasionally during the summer when special groups are coming through. We have a bus group coming through from Roanoke, Virginia that we've added a show for. So we're opening that up to the public and doing a special promotion with a buy one, get one half price deal for that night. And Variety is just one of the shows that we're doing right now. We also are doing a 50s show, Fabulous 50s show, and we'll be opening a show called the Super 60s show here in about a week and a half, and as well as a show called Pickin' and Grinnin', which is sort of a tribute to Hee Haw. So lots and lots of different shows going on. Variety is our main show, but we've been adding shows over the years, and now we do about 24 to 25 different ones each year, so it makes for an interesting time.
Oh boy, and if somebody wanted to find out information about your schedule of events or how to get tickets, how would they do that?
Sure. Our website is pretty all-inclusive. It's got our schedule, and it's got our prices and cast info and all that good stuff, and that's at grandriversvariety.com, or if you just put in Google and put, you know, Grand Rivers Kentucky Theater or something like that, you'll have no problem finding us there. And that'll tell you. And also, too, if folks want to sign up for our email blast, those go out about once a week and kind of tell you up-to-date things like, you know, the show that we're doing Wednesday night.
And is the summer the busiest time of year for you at the Playhouse? Does it ever level off a little bit for you?
Well, you know, summer is very, very busy. However, Christmas is just a little bit busier because we pretty much go 7 days a week there for about a 7 or 8 week stretch. I think last year we had about a 21-day stretch where we did a show every single day. So the consistency of shows as far as how many we do at Christmas probably outweighs other times of the year. Summer is a little bit longer. Obviously, it encompasses the 3 months, and we do probably more types of shows in the summer. But once it gets to June, it seems like it's busy for the rest of the year, to be quite honest.
I want to transition here to the second topic we're going to talk about, and sure. I'll let you tell the story, but apparently you were celebrating the end of a season, and it was in January, and you decided to go on a cruise with your wife, and you really came back with something more than you bargained for. Is that a good way to start this story?
Yeah, it definitely got a hold of us. That's for sure. We were in the Pacific there, and you know, down kind of in near Mexico and all that stuff. Those cruises go a lot of times, and we stopped in at Guatemala into a little town there, a little craft village, and they showed us the craft village as well as the school that's involved with it, and we just got hooked on, you know, here were some kids out in the middle of the jungle that were going to school every day and, you know, with no electricity, but they were, you know, making an effort to be educated and to better themselves. And so that was where we first got involved, and we sponsored one of their students who came to Murray State, actually, a couple of years ago, and into the English as a Second Language program, and the folks over there did a spectacular job with him. He was actually voted Student of the Year there at the Murray State in the ESL program, so we were proud of that. And he has now continued to help us with our further endeavors, which is to create classrooms for some of these remote villages that don't have anything or have very remote or have very rudimentary classes of just kind of basically lean-tos. So over the last couple of years, we've raised money through all the patrons of the Badgett Playhouse to build six different classrooms. So we've raised, oh gosh, for the classroom project, I guess it's been in the neighborhood of about, you know, $25,000-$30,000. So the overwhelming generosity has been amazing.
How many of the patrons who have given have been able to go to VOM to and actually see the village?
Just one brave soul. poor guy, he went with me last year, and it was really important for me to take some people with us just for, you know, other sets of eyes to see what's going on there. But he was really overwhelmed by it as well and came home, and, you know, it was just another voice in the community talking about what's going on over there. And I guess, you know, going back to our original thing where we saw all that, and it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks because I realized that we could use the platform here of the Badger Playhouse to promote the cause. I mean, we in and of ourselves didn't have the money to support it, but we, you know, could put the cause in front of it, a lot of people, and we didn't know if it would even work at that point. But we've always been amazed by everyone's generosity, and it always just is more than we ever expect. So I would like to now begin to take more folks over there with me. I had about four or five lined out, and then as these things go, only one is able to go. But we'll make at least one more trip over to this particular village, and then probably on to other things from there. But yes, that is important to be taking people from the community and the surrounding area.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the surrounding region and of Villalone too? What caused the village to be in such a state of disrepair and poverty?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that there was a 30-year civil war that was raging in Guatemala, and it ended, you know, relatively recently in 1996. And basically, you had the government that was going in and trying to kind of run roughshod over some of these outer indigenous villages. I mean, the reason it's called Villalone 2 is because there's not a Villalone 1 anymore. It was destroyed in the war. I mean, razed to the ground, you know, fire and everything. So these folks, you know, relocated to this area. The foreman on the project over there while we were working, I mean, he pulled up his shirt sleeve and showed me his bullet wound. And, you know, so it's pretty crazy to see what some of these people have gone through to, you know, they're basically, you know, risked their lives and lost lots of loved ones. Recently, you know, there was a big trial in Guatemala, and someone from Villalone 2 actually went to the capital city, Guatemala City, about 8 hours away, and testified. So it was a really big deal for the village to have someone go and testify against, you know, some of these former generals that committed genocide, you know, back just, you know, not too long ago. So, you know, for them, every day is kind of a struggle between life and death, and education is sometimes the difference between life and death for a lot of them.
Every day, people in the Western world, people who have means, certainly in comparison to the rest of the world, are faced with scenes of poverty and scenes of people who are struggling from day to day. But not everyone is moved to do something about it. Is there something specific, a moment or a feeling that you remember when you visited the village that made you not only feel, I guess, sorry for the state of the people, but mm-hmm. that made you realize you wanted to actually do something to change it?
You know, it was that, I guess it goes back to that very first time that we were in that craft village, and I was just standing there. And I mean, I, you know, we were on a cruise, so we were there to have fun. I mean, I hate to say it, you know, and of course I felt guilty at that point for just being there on this nice cruise ship and seeing this poverty or whatever, but it literally, it came out of nowhere. I mean, just the tears started to flow, and I couldn't contain myself, and I had to kind of go off and be alone for a little bit, which was kind of hard in the jungle surrounded by 500 little Mayan children to be alone as a, you know, a large, tall American trying to blend in, I guess. But I was just overwhelmed with what they were dealing with and everything, and I just knew that I had to become involved, and everything has just been a step. You know, well, I'll just take one more step, or I'll just do one more thing and see where that leads us. And, you know, at that point, it started with bringing that young man over here that thankfully found a nice home there at Murray State. And so that was a really neat opportunity. And, you know, he'll be a lifelong friend of ours, and we still are friends with him, you know, and had a great host family there in Murray State as well. So, but yeah, that first moment is where I realized, okay, not only do I need to do something, but we have the wherewithal to do it based on the platform of the Badger Playhouse. So I guess I kind of saw all the puzzle pieces clicking together at one time.
When you go back to Villalone now, how are you greeted?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They're not very demonstrative people. They're not, you know, here, you know, we hug and high five and do whatever. And they're very appreciative, you know, very, very appreciative. And what they'll do is they'll have a big ceremony when the classrooms are over. So like when we did the first three, they had this big ceremony. And then when the second three were done, they had a big ceremony and they presented, you know, us, you know, the Badger Playhouse with some material and some clothing that they had made as a thank you. And while we were there, every one of our, I mean, they took care of us with food and lodging and things like that, giving us food that they would never normally give for themselves. I mean, you know, having actual meat in our dinner, you know, and three meals a day, which is probably something they don't get. So that was their way of saying thank you. You know, and it's funny because I didn't know what to expect when I came back over there, and they're just very, very calm and reserved, and there's just a certain sense of, like, I don't know, they kind of keep the distance, but they're very, very thankful. And the kids, of course, they just surround you, you know, they just love outsiders, and they love to see people that are different and things like that. So,
how could our listeners help the cause through the Badgett to send funds to VLOAM now?
Sure. You know, you can send anything that you'd like, and go on to the website. There is a video on there that will explain a little bit about the progress of what we're doing and talk a little bit about the state of education in Guatemala. But you can, the checks can be made out to Constru Casa. We don't don't necessarily like the checks to come through us per se, but they can give them to us in care of Constru Casa. That's one word, Constru. CASA, Constru Casa, and it's a nonprofit organization based there in Guatemala. Then we'll send that check to a place in Nebraska who will actually cash the check and then wire the funds over there. So, but yeah, they're more than welcome to send that tier to the Badgett Playhouse in Grand Rivers, P.O. Box 206. Grand Rivers 42045, or they can, you know, if they're coming to a show, feel free to drop it off here. And they can also, you know, go to our website and just, you know, get more information. So we'll have some different fundraisers throughout the year, and that'll be another opportunity for folks to come and, you know, see a show and make a donation and things like that. Usually we do that a little closer to Christmas time and whatnot. So.
And again, what's the web address where people can see the video?
Sure. It's GrandRiversVariety.com.
And that's awesome.
And they can also go to BadgettPlayhouse.com, too. We'll feed them over to the other website.
Well, great. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill Minahan, Grand Rivers Badgett Playhouse Director, thanks for the work you're doing in Guatemala, and good luck on another successful summer.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much, and we certainly appreciate all of our fans. We have a lot of folks that come over from Murray. We see that every time we do one of our postcard mailings, we see just how many addresses are our, you know, regular supporters, and we sure do love the folks over there. And we got a lot of former students or about to be students at Murray State that are in a lot of our shows, so we've got a great connection with the town and with the college there.
Well, thank you very much. You have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you, sir.